June 8, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. I want to break free. Opening prayer. Father, on this Pentecost Sunday, give me the courage to be open to the ministry of your life-giving Spirit. Read Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Doing good to all. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the Word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Reflect. When did you last find yourself caught or trapped by something? An initial glance at verse 1 may prompt you to think of someone being caught doing something sinful, akin to the adulterous woman presented to Jesus by the Pharisees. The reference to being caught translates to being surprised at either being discovered in sinning or actually committing the sin. You can probably identify people for whom entrapment has been overwhelming. Some of you will have or may still be experiencing it yourself. Paul makes it clear, as does the wider narrative of Scripture, that escape is possible and that we are called to be involved in the restoration process. I recall as a child falling deep into a thorn bush. Escaping from the branches that enveloped me was not as simple as going out the way I came in. A slow, painful, but gentle removal of the thorns and branches by those who were with me eventually led to my being free. It took time. The scars remained for quite some time. Paul urges the Galatian believers to bear each other's burdens. As the people of God, we must ensure that we gently remove sharp thorns from those who are caught in something, rather than accentuate the discomfort. Just as Jesus carried the cross for you and wore thorns that pierced his brow, so must we be willing to carry the load that others may be bearing. How about being proactive in looking for the opportunity that Paul mentions in the final verse of today's reading? Who is there today in your line of sight to whom you could offer some words of hope and encouragement? Apply. Think of someone who is caught or trapped. How might you be a part of their process of restoration? Or might it be you who needs release? Closing prayer. Lord, thank you for your kindness that leads us to repentance. With you, there is always forgiveness and help.